Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, that waters of noon that we are talking about. That time of peace and tranquility that is represented by Allah, the waters of noon, full of that eternal force of life that is at the ready to produce through interaction with the womb of the universe and the womb of the human being, spirit, mind, body, and soul, at the ready to produce more life and more existing and truth and justice and righteousness. Now, we're dealing with the Quran. And so we're revealing the hidden and unseen hand and the portion where it says, and those who believe in the hereafter believe in it, and they keep a watch over their prayers. We who believe, we who have decided that the facts surrounding the truth of Scripture, Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, indigenous people's Scripture, the universe, the science of sun, moon, stars, planets, solar science, lunar science, astro science, planetary science, the science of the universe. We believe in these facts and truths revealed from such powerful sources and resources. And we have given our energies to follow this truth, and we disbelieve and do not believe in that which has been given to us by the elite powers that are in rulership and leadership today, leaders of governmental, financial, educational, and religious institutions, we disbelieve them. We do not follow them. We are with the Most High, and we are with the truths found in the universe. So we believe in the hereafter. What is the hereafter? My minister, Louis Farrakhan, has talked about how this word means here after the doom of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So we are talking about a time period after this wicked system has been overturned, overthrown, and done away with by the power of the Most High in the universe and the power of the Most High within you and within me. The hereafter, here on this earth, where is the kingdom of God? They asked Yahushua, you've been talking about the kingdom all of this time. Where is it, Jesus? Where is it, Yahushua? Yahushua did not say, after you die, go into the grave, go somewhere, and come back. Yahushua said, that kingdom of God, that kingdom of heaven is here, alive, within you, within your spirit, within your mind, within your soul, within your hands, within your consciousness, in you, around you, all around you. This teaching is a threat to all of those who are so-called in power now, because this teaching comes to uplift all poor working class people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, who have been denied power, who have been denied the opportunity to control our lives and have equal access to the resources of the universe, time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources, education, health, prosperity. This is why we are here, that all may have equal access to all of the universe. But these in power, presidents, prime ministers, heads of government, education, financial, religious institutions, these have conspired to make sure that only the 1% House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's wicked ruling class and families, these have control over the resources and over our lives. So the hereafter, this is prophecy. Prophecy of the universe, solar, lunar, astral, prophecy, science of the universe. The universe teaches us that wickedness must go by the wayside. I've been listening to so much information. All of it comes to the brain. You've heard of Kali in the Hindu scripture. I was listening to KPFK. This beautiful woman, I believe her first name is China. She was teaching on the dark feminine. The goddess, the black goddess, the dark feminine power and reality that permeates the teachings of all indigenous peoples. This teaching coming out of Africa, teaching of the black goddess, the sacred, divine, dark feminine, that hidden and unseen feminine power in the universe. And we've been teaching on that and teaching on the hidden and unseen sacred masculine power behind the universe. But this beautiful woman, I know not her color, ethnicity, she was teaching on the dark feminine and how Kali in the Hindu, is that power that rises up to destroy the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And we are not talking about the shedding of blood, but we are talking about the power and influence that the wicked ruling class and ruling families have over our lives, that sacred, divine, dark, feminine power will rise up in the human family to destroy the influence that the wicked ruling class and ruling families have over our lives. And we were able to see that because let's see, Nun, Nonet, Ha, and Hahet. Ha is the sacred and divine masculine representing infinity. And Hahet is the sacred and divine feminine representing that which is finite. And I was able to see that Kali has been given a bad name and representation. She represents the reality that all wickedness must be finite. This is working in concert with the representation of her, the sacred masculine, as infinite, representing infinity. Truth, justice, and righteousness are infinite, will last forever. Wickedness, death, hell, and destruction must not last forever, must be finite, must have a limit and a time limit. And Kali in Hindu reflects Hahet in the African Kemet, the reality that wickedness must be destroyed and must not last forever. And so, the hereafter, after the wickedness is done away with, after all corruption is done away with, we believe in that reality. And that power and reality is alive within us here and now. And the Quran says in this verse 93, and they keep a watch over their prayers. And I believe the word Nazarene and Nazareth has to do with watch. Whether you come from the European Greek or from the African Hebrew, that is that one that watches over the people, over truth, over justice, over righteousness. And they keep a watch over their prayers. And prayer in the African Hebrew language has to do with to intervene, to interpose, to mediate, to judge, to intercede, to make supplication, having to do with your thoughts, to entreat, meaning you're going after a higher power to come into our lives, to intervene and interpose in our lives, to make judgment, because the masses of the people need someone to mediate. The masses of the poor working class people need someone to intercede. So we call on the spiritual forces of the universe, which are the same spiritual forces that are within our spirit, mind, body, and soul construct. They say that the spiritual principalities are nine echelons, nine levels of energies, beginning with one all the way up to nine. There are nine levels, but these nine levels not only exist in the universe, these nine levels of spiritual energies and powers are alive within our spirit, mind, body, soul construct. So we do not only pray to the outside. We pray to that power on the inside. And we call forth, we entreat the power and energy of the Most High. No matter what name we use, Yahweh, Yehovah, Brahman, Zoroaster, Allah, Allah, that most high power that is within the universe and within ourselves, that is able to give us the power to change the condition and occurrence and circumstance of the oppressed peoples of the earth, so that we may overturn this system and make this earth the hereafter, the rule of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Can you see how all of these words and religious philosophies and ideologies tie in together? The prayer, and when we go into the New Testament, the word prayer in the Greek is tied to the condition of the people, the impoverishment, the poverty, the oppression, the misery of the people, and tied further to the power and energies and mechanisms in the universe that are here that we may utilize to overthrow the wicked and loose and free the oppressed from all oppression. Verse 94 in the Quran, chapter 6. And who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah, or says revelation has come, or revelation has been granted to me, while nothing has been revealed to him? And he who says, I can reveal the like of that which Allah has revealed. Sisters and brothers, we have been going into the word revealed and the word revelation and the word apocalypse to come to the understanding that the truth of the universe bears us all naked, causes us to see the truth about ourselves, so that we may be guided correctly and guided aright by the truth in the universe. Life and existing for all, so that we may see when we have deviated from the universe and deviated from the power of the Most High in the universe and within ourselves. This revelation, this revealing, this apocalypse, this truth is here to reveal the truth of the system, to show us that hidden and unseen hand. The word lighten, Yahushua in the New Testament. I'm mixing New Testament, Old Testament, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, indigenous scripture, scripture original of the universe. This reveal, this word lighten, lighten, Yahushua, this child is set to be a light to lighten the Gentiles. Just preaching from memory, because we want to get to that scripture, but we want to just show the unity of scripture. The word Gentile is a word that describes the leadership of Europe and the European people. But the European people, poor working class masses, need to have someone come to them and show them, the poor working class masses of Europe, Rome and Greece in those days, poor working class masses of Europe, Britain, so on and so forth today, all poor working class Caucasian people need to be shown and have the light show them that the wicked ruling class and ruling families, Caesar and Rome then, House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's today, hate them as well as us. The poor working class European sister and brother are in need of Yahushua, in need of health, wealth, and prosperity, are in need of deliverance and liberty, are in need of the warning of vengeance of the Most High on ourselves if we continue to deviate from the universe and continue to hate each other based on race, ethnicity, religious, political affiliation, so on and so forth. That word lighten has to do with revealing that hidden and unseen hand that we have been talking about. Those who are unseen, they put before us the leaders of CEOs or leaders of corporations, CEOs of corporations. They put before us leaders and CEOs of financial institutions. They put before us the president, the prime minister, the king, the queen, the prince, the princess. They put before us leadership in Congress and Senate. They put before us their leadership so that they may remain hidden and unseen. The House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers are those forces that are hidden and unseen. So when someone wants to take leadership, they talk about how they are going to work for the people and reveal to the people the truth of the system. But when you vote for them, when you vote for Barack Obama, when you vote for George W. Bush, when you vote for any of those who are presented to us by that hidden and unseen hand, that hidden and unseen thief, when we vote for these that have been presented to us, that are already chosen for us before we could elect them, these are selected by that hidden and unseen hand. But when they are politicking, when they are speaking, when they are giving speeches, running for office, they talk about how they're going to reveal the truth to us and how they are going to overturn the system that is causing destruction and depression. Republicans, candidates have a particular speech pattern for those who lean toward the Republican Party in order to deceive poor working class white people who lean to the Republican Party. The candidate for the Democratic Party, he or she has a rhetoric geared to poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow and liberal whites, those who are involved in activism and labor. There is a particular connection and construct of words and phrases for those who lean toward the Democratic Party. But how many of these Democratic and Republican candidates have really revealed the true hidden and unseen thief that is thieving from and stealing from all of us? All of these Republican candidates and Democratic candidates are tied to the same wicked ruling class and ruling families, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers. They are connected to oil resource corporations, diamond gold resource corporations. They never reveal the true hidden and unseen hand. And that's what this Holy Quran is saying. When it says, who is more unjust, anti-justice, anti-righteousness, anti-the truth? Who is that one that is more hateful of truth, justice, and righteousness? Who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah? Allah in the African Hebrew language having to do with ascending, rising up, being taken up, and excelling. Excelling who and what? Excelling this system so that we may bring in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. But these who say that this is their mission, they lie and they are unjust and they are the most unjust because they come with a rhetoric. that causes us to think that we are going to excel under their leadership. But when we look and see, we're in the same boat. Look at New York. What's that man's name? The new mayor of New York. I can't remember his name right now. Is it Blasio? I forget his name. But he has come in with a particular rhetoric, coming from the Democratic persuasion, causing people to believe that he is allied with certain activist tendencies. But it's interesting. He never would say, Blasio, I think his name is, he never would say that he would totally outright do away with stop and frisk, which is the New York police policy, to stop and frisk any black man that they see on the street. Why? Because we are the African Hebrews. We are they who threaten the system. We are they who have been called to unite all poor working class masses under Allah, under Allah, under Yahuwah, under the watchers of noon, total harmony, tranquility, and peace, the hereafter, the rule of the wicked ruling class and families. But Blasio didn't say he would do away with stop and frisk. Here's a black man on the street not appearing to have committed any crime. The police only stop him because of racial profiling. It's a black man, stop him. The same thing that Israel does to black people and African people that are in Israel because of Israel's work to cause refugee, to cause this flux of refugees all over Africa because of things like splitting up the Sudan, warfare, bloodshed, Israel, Britain, and America working together to create these conditions, stop and frisk all black people, put them in jail, incarcerate them, create the largest internment camp ever created in the so-called industrial world. This is what is going on in Israel as we speak. And Blasio in New York, the new mayor, he never said he would totally do away with stop and frisk, said he would tweak it. He chose for his police chief, I don't have his name, but we'll have the information for you to link up to hear the names. But this man is the former police chief of Los Angeles, and he was the former police chief in the 90s in New York, and black people were losing their lives in New York by the hands of the police in the 90s as hard and fast as it is today. This same fella who was police chief in the 90s, who went to LA and implemented stop and frisk in LA, Blasio is going to choose this man to head the police in New York. You see, he came, Blasio, saying, I am with Allah. You see, he didn't say the word Allah, but we know definition. When he says he's going to raise you up, poor people, oppressed people, and cause you to excel, and cause you to excel the system, and cause you to be able to live a better life. When he says he has been given the program to do this, and he has been given the knowledge to reveal to you those things that are holding you back, that is what this Quran is saying. These leaders forge a lie against Allah, saying, I'm interpreting now, saying, I'm going to raise you up and excel you. I'm going to reveal to you the hidden and unseen thief that is holding you back. All the while, these leaders are tied to Soros. According to Webster Tarpley, Blasio is tied to Soros, and Soros is the Democratic portion of the same elites tied to the same thief, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's. And then the man chooses the police chief from the 90s that went to Los Angeles, implemented stop and frisk, is now going to head up the New York police again and is going to conform stop and frisk to the Constitution? No. These leadership have forged a lie against Allah. Whether Democrat or whether Republican, they have forged a lie and have said that they have been revealed the truth, that the truth has been revealed unto them. And this is untruth, and this is unjust. Let's take our next break. See you on the other side of the break.